Governor Newsom is lifting the statewide pandemic restrictions tomorrow, and joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Public Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mase. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Doctor.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So before we talk about these restrictions being lifted, how close did Sonoma County get to entering into that least restrictive yellow tier?
Yeah, we were right there on the cusp between orange and yellow for a couple of months, I would think. So we were right there.
And how are we doing now in terms of vaccinating residents?
We've done a really fantastic job. In fact, I think we're number 11 in terms of the counties in California in terms of vaccination rates. I think we've gotten about 72 to 73% of our population either partially or fully vaccinated.
Excellent. Yeah, that's pretty good rate, especially compared to other parts of the country. So we're doing really well here. And do you think that we have enough people vaccinated to justify a safe reopening?
You know, I think we've protected all of the most vulnerable populations. That percentage is much higher in people over age 65. In fact, it's closer to 92% in those over 70 and 75. So I think in terms of making sure we don't have any really bad outcomes, we're in a pretty good place.
Okay. And then do you expect that cases will rise as these restrictions are lifted tomorrow? And do we have capacity in hospitals for those who do get infected?
I think we will see an increase in case numbers just because, you know, as we open and people are doing more and more things together, and there is a good proportion of unvaccinated people, we will see cases increase. I don't think we're going to see a lot of hospitalizations and have any overwhelm of our healthcare system, however.
Is that just because most of the cases that required hospitalizations were those who are now mostly immunized?
Exactly. So we've done a pretty good job of immunizing those people that are more at risk for hospitalization, the older folks and medically, you know, with the underlying medical conditions, that kind of thing. So I don't think we're going to see a huge bump there, but we'll be very carefully watching.
Okay. And why should people still wear a mask or social distance, even though other restrictions are being lifted?
Well, I think at this point, if you're not vaccinated, you should be really careful in protecting yourself. The most important thing would be to go and get vaccinated because we have plenty of opportunities still for people to get their vaccine and get it in the same day. And if you're not vaccinated, you're still at risk for COVID. And that's the group that really should be cautious and mask when indoors and potentially if they're not able to socially or physically distance outdoors. But that really only applies now to mega events.
Okay. Do you expect any further clarification about rules on mask wearing from the state?
Yeah, there's going to be some really clear guidance already on the state's website. You can find that. And there are going to be masking restrictions still because we haven't vaccinated everybody yet. Mm-hmm. In Sonoma County, it's about 28% or so of individuals who still need to get a single vaccine. So I think we just need to ensure that those people get in there and get vaccinated.
And when we look at vaccine distribution, how has Sonoma County done with the Latinx community?
You know, we've done really well, especially here in the last couple of months, as we've really, at the county events, the pop-ups, we've really been reaching out to that population. So I think we still have a ways to go in the Latinx, but they're catching up at this point.
And those vaccine clinics that you mentioned, are you still keeping those up and having pop-up clinics and major clinics open, or how should we expect to see those sort of taper off in the future?
Yeah, the smaller pop-ups are definitely still happening. You can go on to the website and find out where the locations are going to be for the pop-up clinics, and we have several a week. And it's the mass vaccination sites that in every county really are starting to close down now because there just isn't the demand for that kind of mass vaccination at this point.
Okay. And SoCoEmergency.org is the best place to find where the different pop-ups are happening?
Exactly.
Okay.
You can go to the vaccine-specific area and find all the information you want in terms of the data and who, you know, what percentage and what different groups have been vaccinated and how much, and then where you can get a vaccine as well.
Okay. One aspect of this reopening that can be kind of hard for people to handle, especially if they have been isolating really for over a year on their own, is the emotional stress and impact. What kinds of things do you expect or are you worried about as sort of the stresses of being in pandemic mode for so long and coming out of it?
Well, I think there's no doubt that people's mental health has really taken a hit, and people have really felt the stress of being isolated, as you said. Kids not, you know, obviously being in school in person. So I think as we open up, visitation will be, again, you know, much more common in the skilled nursing facilities. People can be out and about once vaccinated, even, you know, that population. And schools reopening in fall, full in-person learning, I think we're going to see that hopefully amending, so to speak, of any of these dire consequences that the pandemic has had on people's mental health.
And are there any residual county restrictions that will still be in place that might supersede the reopening from the state?
Yeah, not at this time. We're planning to align with the state. I feel very confident in our state leadership that they're making the right decisions and that we'll be tracking all of the data very closely. So we are aligning with the state completely at this time.
Thanks so much for talking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay, and just one more message, and that is if you haven't been vaccinated, please go get vaccinated. It will help the community and, you know, help our county with the reopening. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Dr. Sundari May. She is Sonoma County's public health officer.